Praise God. But can we recap quickly what we did yesterday? What are the 7 promises all the singles made yesterday? Number 1, you promised to do what? To pursue what? Pure worship or practical worship. That means you are going to grow your own life with God. That is the foundation for success in anything. That foundation of God. Second one is what? Your pure purpose. You pursue purpose. Pursue purpose. That is where fulfillment lies. That is where your life, like the whole idea of marriage is to help you fulfill purpose. Because Adam already had a purpose, then God said, I will look for you a helper. Before the helper comes, there must be something the helper is coming to help you to do. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So you must have a direction, a passion, an interest. All right? Your purpose mustn't be something that you hear heaven shout. It might be something frustrating you about life. Sometimes that's how God is using to, you know, show you that you have an interest in this area. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because sometimes some people, the issue of purpose gets so confusing for people because they're expecting that, you know, God will appear or an angel will appear or they will hear their name 3 times. Temitope, Temitope, Temitope. How many times did I call you? That's in home video. That doesn't happen in real life. In real life, sometimes God speaks to you as a vision, but some other times it is your frustrations or your passions that are helping you point to your interest. Somebody getting what I'm saying? Something that just frustrates you. Just say, hey, why? See, some people, I did a teaching some time ago on frustrations. It's not every frustration that you should react to quickly. Some frustrations are trying to tell you something. But most of the time, when we see frustration, most of us, our first idea is to exit. I'm frustrated, I'll leave the marriage. I'm frustrated, I'll leave the relationship. I'm frustrated, I'll leave the church. No. Sometimes God is calling your attention. Some things frustrating you about Nigeria might be your calling. Somebody getting what I'm saying? That's how Moses knew his calling. He was frustrated about how the Egyptians were treating the Israelites. That has always been his calling. Somebody getting what I'm saying? So your purpose. Number 3 is what? What do you promise to do? Principles, guys. A lot of things that principles will solve. Some people are still fasting and praying about it. Principles will solve it. And guess what? There are a lot of people that have gone ahead of you that can tell you the principles of what you are trying to do. And it will work cheaply. Once you have the principles, you won't need to beg. It will work cheaply. Listen, you can have a good marriage. Are you here, somebody? You can have a good marriage. I don't know the kind of experiences you have been seeing or the kind of people you have been seeing. Because, Pastor, one of the major things I try to do is to help people's minds. Some people have already given up before they start. Some people have already heard so many bad things or even seen their own parents' marriage. So they are believing that this marriage thing is never going to be good. I hear all kinds of analogies that doesn't make sense. Somebody say marriage is like you just get a box of gifts, but you don't know what's inside. So when you get home, you now see it. What if it's a snake that is inside? You are supposed to know. I'll get to all those things today. Somebody get what I'm saying? So there are principles. And that's why we do teachings like this. There are principles to attracting the right spouse. There are principles to choosing the right spouse. There are principles to keeping the right spouse. There are principles for everything if you can find it. There's a reason why. That's why I like white people. White people, their minds are programmed to check why. Black people, our minds hate principles. We attribute everything to spiritual problem. So even people that succeed, when you ask them, how are you doing it? They say, my brother, now God. So they can't pass anything to us. And the same thing, when it's not working, we say the same thing. It's God's will. If it's God's will. Something happened some time ago. It's part of the teachings I teach. All the men, all men in the house, whether you're single or married, one of the things you need a strong male figure in your life. All the men in the house. You need a what? Strong male figure in your house. Thank God that you already have a pastor. So that's why it's a really cheap one. You need male figures in your life. Because men learn more by seeing than by hearing. Women are greater with sitting down to hear. Women are great with it. Men learn better by example. So something happened in one of those safaris where they keep animals in their natural habitat. So they brought an elephant in. There were rhinos in that national park. And the elephant began to kill the rhinos. Young elephant, strong elephant began to kill the rhinos. And they had never seen that kind of thing before anywhere in the world, where elephants is killing rhino. Thank God they didn't call a black person. They had called a black person who says the enemy, the devil. There's a spirit of elephantiasis killing rhino. But they called the professional an expert. That's why I like white people. There's an expert for everything. There's somebody that has studied, even ant. If ant is biting you, now you can call a white expert. You say, this ant, the botanical name is Lapio Antanisto. This one will bite you. they know everything. They called an expert and he looked at everything and said, what's happening is very simple. That this elephant is a young elephant. He has so much strength, but it has never been mentored. You can't leave him here on his own. Bring an older elephant. Older male elephant. So that's all they did. They bought an older male elephant. Once he got there, the younger elephant submitted to the older elephant. And that one showed it that we don't attack rhinos. We live at peace with them. All the killing stopped. Just by a positive role model. Ladies, don't date a guy that doesn't have a positive role model. He doesn't know what to do with you. He needs somebody showing him that we don't beat women. We don't beat women. Especially, I know there are so many broken homes, Pastor. That's part of why God gave us the gift of pastors. There are so many broken homes. Some of you, the fight you are fighting is not even your fight. It's a battle you brought from your own home. You saw your father beat your mother. You saw your father always insult your mother. So now you are dating you freely. Just pull down your wife or pull down your fiancé. You just insult her. It's what you saw. Somebody get what I'm saying? So it's important to have a strong member. I will get to all this just as we go on. So pursue what? Principles. Buy books. Buy messages. Listen to them. If you don't like to read, they have audio. Buy it. Listen to it. That small wisdom will shape your results and you'll get better. So number four is what? Development. You must grow. You must grow. To become mature. That's what perfect means. To be mature. Marriage will test your maturity. Married with what? Test your maturity. If you thought you were mature before, marry first. We'll know how mature you are. Number six, what? Okay, number five is what? Pursue progress. We'll talk a bit again about that today. Number six, what? Purity. There are 7 points, but I'll talk about that later. Okay, let's move for today. So, we also said that your single days are not just the time you are marking time. It's not for just marking time that, hey, I'll soon get married. That's what many people do with their single years. Their single years for them is just a period before they get married. So they just say, hey, I can't wait. Pastor Luke, I'm full of love. Anybody I marry, I will shower them. The person will enjoy, I swear. There are many people that think like that. I'm so kind. I'm so nice. Anybody, I just pour my love on like this. They will never recover. Thank you, Mr. Love and Mrs. Love. Your single years are not for you to wait to be married. Your single years are like your test period. Your single years are like your marketing period. Whatever you will do with somebody in your life, start doing it for yourself now. Will you be a great addition to somebody's life? Improve your own life. That's what your single years are for. You are proving and showing to us that you're a good candidate for marriage. Now that your life is your only project, build your life to be enviable and beautiful. Now you are all by yourself. Nothing has improved about you. But you want to add somebody else to this life. Look, the Bible says two should be better than one. There are some people that come to me that they want to marry. I say, don't try it. You can't join these two problems together. Two should be better than one. So you can't be waiting to marry now that your life is your only project. What have you added to your life? How are you improving your own life now that you are alone? It's how you improve your life now that will show us what you will do with somebody else's life when it's given to you. How are you improving your life? Listen, ladies, if you are going to even attract the right person, you must first be the kind of person that can attract that person. So there are too many things. Your single years are not just for waiting. Your single years are for building. There are too many things you should be doing with your life right now that you're single that makes you more eligible for marriage. Not just more eligible, but you become a better candidate even when you are married. It's your building years. I bet now, you single people, listen to this. Going to school is great, of course. You must go to school. That's great. But whether or not you are going to school, what other thing are you adding to yourself to make you a better person? Not for marriage, to be a better person. What are your interests? What are your hobbies? What other things do you like? Sometimes those things and those places is where you even meet your spouse. I was telling you guys yesterday that I suffered before I found my wife. I suffered. Young pastor, ministry was growing. I really needed a helper. So I said, God, I need to help me too. And I wasn't finding anybody around me. And things got so bad. I got desperate. I appointed scouts in all the big churches in Lagos. Fountain of Life, Redeem, everywhere. I had scouts. I said, if you see any good Christian girl, Holy Ghost filled, send for me immediately. No joke. Let me just digress. Listen. If you are going to find the right person, you must sleep. Some of you are too awake. You must rest. You have too much confidence in your power. The thing you will find for yourself can't make you happy. Can't make you happy. Your power can find somebody, but it won't be like. That's why God had to put Adam to sleep. That's the only way to help Adam. Say, go to sleep. Hope you know before that time, Adam was finding a helpmate. I hope you know that. I don't think we have time to read all that. But in Genesis, the first thing God told Adam was, after he made all the animals, he said, go and name all of them and see what you will call them. He said, and the Bible said, there was not found a helpmate for. That means Adam was checking those animals out. Is there in your Bible? I wish we can read them. It's in Genesis. DJ, if you can find it for us, please find it for us. So when God created all those animals, he said there was not found a helpmeet for Adam. So he was checking lion out when he saw the teeth. He said, this relationship cannot work. He was checking them out. And the Bible said, whatever name he called them, that was the name thereof. Very instrumental. That means it's not everybody that enters your life that is for marriage. Say so what? Look at this. Say so. Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to the beasts, and to all the fields. He said, but for Adam there was not found what a helper comparable to him. So he was actually checking them out. He said, but he could tell that all these people were not comparable. They can't help me. They are not suitable. See, in your journey for finding the right person, please don't enter that desperate marriage mode that anybody goes. Man na man. No, don't do that. You must be able to properly name the relationships that you come across. Some people are just your friends. Some people are just your brother or sister in the Lord. Some people are your mentees or your mentors. Not everybody you see you must date. See, you must manage and try to make sure that you don't spoil divine relationships God brings to your life. It's not all of them that is for you to date. Some people, if you are not dating them, don't talk to me. It's only dating people I'm looking for now. So they don't understand. So am I just going to be a professional relationship that will enhance your career? But you're not interested. If you're not dating me, don't call me again. Everything must be marriage. If you're not marrying me, we can't be friends. No, life is not like that. There are many other vital relationships you will need on your journey. Sometimes the person you first meet is not the one you marry. It's the one that will connect you to the one you marry. But you're a professional dater. So you didn't even check, you have already dated him. So his cousin that would have married you now can't marry you again because you are now his brother's ex. Data. Some men are like that. Any opposite sex that cross their path, their aim is to sleep with her. You are missing vital relationships. And you don't know that the more women you have cursing you. Because you know this thing is not going anywhere. You just want to use this girl. In your mind, you will use, clean out and go. You don't know anything. You are incurring enemies. Don't do that. You must learn to honor basic relationships. It's okay to have people that are just your friends or your brother or sister and there's nothing more. It's okay. Don't push everything. I love you. You have just started for 2 days. So I love you and Jesus loves you. What are you saying? Don't send conflicting and confusing messages. It's okay to just have somebody you share the Bible with. You share life with. Just how are you? How is your day? Nothing. Don't put any emotion. Don't put kissing smiley. All these things confuse people. There are many people that are just friends, but one of the parties thinks they are dating. Conflicting messages. So some people are dating themselves. I've dated myself before, so I know what I'm talking about. Long ago, I was not born again or anything then. I dated myself. Because some of you are dating people that don't even know you are dating. I've dated myself. Because after we broke up, you see, I dated myself, we broke up, and by the time I was telling her that we had broken up, she didn't even know we were dating. It pained me, I won't lie. It pained me. If you have been heartbroken here before, you'll not be looking for love song to console. Some of you have been there, where you're laughing, you know what I'm talking about. It must have been love, but it's over now. You know it. The girl didn't even know we're dating. I was sad, I'm telling you. I didn't know how to start explaining that. We are dating. You don't. So if you are dating yourself, as a pastor, there are many times a sister will come with me in church and say, "Pastor, oh, I'm in a relationship." And I say, "Oh, great. For how long?" I say, "For 2 months now. Everything's going fine." I say, "Great." I say, tell him to come and tell me. Some of those would say now, 2 years have passed, they've not come. Because as a pastor, I know she's alone. She's dating herself. Because men are professionals that are sending conflicting messages. Women, I'll coach you. You see, I'll coach some things if we have time. You must know how men think. How men think are different. Men can say many things and not say anything. Say, you are the kind of woman that if... that if I decide to marry, you will have our children and yet we will still be friends. But then you wonder, are we dead? You don't even know what he has said. But he has roped you into something. I will teach you women how to get clarity so that you won't waste your time. So sometimes I'll say, go and tell him to tell me. Till 2 years, they've not come. Some, when the girl tells me, I've heard, I will call the brother. I won't act like I've spoken to the girl. I'll just call the brother and say, "Hey, how are you, Brother John? What's happening?" Say, "Fine." Say, "How's business? How's work?" He say, "Fine." I say, "Are you thinking of marriage? What's happening? What are you in a relationship?" You say, "No, Pastor, I'm just facing the Lord. Nobody now. I'm just with Jesus. I'm married to Jesus." I'll come and call the girl. You are dating yourself. This guy is not thinking what you're thinking. Somebody get what I'm saying? And women, see, the problem with you always being emotionally involved with people that are not in relationship with you is that you are also giving signals that you are emotionally unavailable. So even the people that could have really had something serious with you, they get the vibes that you are emotionally occupied. Meanwhile, the person you're occupied with emotionally is not even with you. You are giving the signals off that you are not available. There are many guys that really would like you, but everything they notice that your attention is somewhere else. Meanwhile, the person is not even serious. I have a book titled 7 Questions Wise Women Ask. I'll mention that as we go on. So the point is you need to know that your single years are for you to build yourself. What are your interests? What else do you like about your life? I was saying about my wife. So I put those scouts and they will call me. "The pastor, come now. Come now. Church is about to close. If you don't come, we'll miss this girl." I went to my car. That's when I learned the road in Lagos. No joke. I'll get there. I said, where is she? I was looking for a good Christian, born again, Holy Ghost filled girl. You say, "That's the one." By the time I look at her, I say, why you not marry her? My brother, is this what you call me for here? This is why I really don't encourage people connecting people or online. I really don't encourage it. Because, can I say something? There is nobody on the earth that can really know your spec. Nobody can know it. They can only imagine, they can't know it. The person that will really make you happy, it's only God. And God doesn't just choose a person for your today. He helps you choose a person for your future. So some of you, right now, if they bring your spouse to you right now, you even recognize the person. It's when you marry her or marry him, as the years are going, you'll be seeing things inside the person. You'll be saying, "Kai, I would have missed this thing." You say, "If not for God, I would have missed this girl. Do you people know, sir, that my wife didn't think I was fine when we met? Fine boy like me." I didn't look like this then though. But she didn't think I was fine. She didn't think so. Now, of course, God dares to start about marrying me. I believe we'll get time and I'll give you all this gist. But you see,
That time she didn't see me like that. In fact, I was everything she did not want. That's what I'm saying. You need to learn also to trust God. Number one, she's very fair. And I used to be fair before Lagos Sun beat me. So I used to be also fair. She was very fair. So she said, number one, she didn't want to marry somebody that was fair. Because she didn't want to give back to Abino. So if two of us are too fair to back. Because she was like half caste when we were in school. So she didn't want to marry somebody fair. Number two, she didn't want to marry somebody hairy. Because she's hairy and I'm hairy. She said, we'll give back to Gorilla. I said, no. She doesn't want somebody hairy. Number three, because some of you have a list, but the things that are informing words on your list are wrong things. I want to marry somebody rich. That's not what you want. You want financial security. Somebody that is rich now might be broke tomorrow. So you must articulate what exactly you want. Say, I want somebody that is a graduate. That's not what you want. What you want is somebody intelligent. Because there's some graduates. They went to school, but the school didn't go inside them. When they tabon here for you. So you see, you need to articulate what exactly you really want. Most times we can't articulate what we want. We stay on the surface. Meanwhile, God is seeing deeper. So she said she didn't want somebody fair. She didn't want somebody hairy. She said she didn't want Igbo. Say Igbo people are too arrogant. They talk too much. They go to their village every Christmas. She said she doesn't have time for those things. Then lastly, she said she didn't want to marry a pastor. Or everything I was. She doesn't want to marry a pastor because she doesn't have power to be a pastor's wife. The wahala is too much. She just wants to marry a normal Christian. They will go to church, love God, and go home. I was all those things put together. Now, as time goes on, we'll get to the gist. But today she has married me and she's very happy. I guess what I'm saying? She's very happy. God had to talk to her. Hallelujah. About a lot of things. So sometimes it might not be what you. Some of you need to sleep. You need to rest. You are too active. Your hustle is too much. You think it's by how you dress, and by posing, and by living a fake life, posing that you have car, posing you have money. But no. You need somebody that will like you for you. This journey is too far to be faking it. So they will call me, Pastor. Come, I will get there. Meet the girl. I won't like her. One, they called me to. I don't know if some of you know Lagos, but I used to live in Festac. They called me to Agbara. Ah, some of you know Lagos. That's good. Agbara is on that end of town. And I'm not joking. I enter road. James Bond to reach there. When I got there, I said, this is the girl. Sit down, be talking to her. By the time I talked to her, she wasn't on my level mentally. We're not connecting. You see, marriage is such a delicate thing. That connection, no human being can orchestrate it. Only God. God is the real matchmaker. Even your eyes, you can't trust your eyes. You can't even trust what you think. Only God can orchestrate this thing. So I wasn't connecting with the girl. The girl was saying, you're not talking. No, I'm going to go. In my mind, I'm saying, go. It's how are we, the two of us, are we go that I'm thinking. How we escape from here that I don't know how I brought myself. And sometimes when God wants to order your steps to finding that person, it might look like something very unrelated. See, you can't come to church just because you're looking for a husband. It doesn't work like that. You will find somebody like you that doesn't know God but is here to look for wife. Two of you will not meet yourself and find out two of you are not really Christians when you marry. You will not start beating yourself. That's the secret behind many of the struggling marriages in churches. Because the two Christians are not serious. Somebody said, but Pastor, how are you going to know a serious Christian? Very easy. By you being a serious Christian. If you're a serious Christian, you will know a serious Christian. When you're a baby Christian, then you can't tell who is a real, you can't tell who is faking it. Because you yourself don't know. Hope you know that foreigners can't tell us apart. I hope you know that. Most foreigners can't tell. I can travel with your passport and they won't know the difference. Because we're all black. They can't tell. The same way, how many of you here can tell the difference between a Chinese, Malaysian, and Japanese? To us, they all look the same, Abi. They are all short. They all have round face. And they don't have bum. All of them. They all look the same. But do you know, amongst themselves, they can tell. If a Japanese sees a Chinese, he can tell this Chinese. This is not Japanese. A Malaysian, they can tell themselves apart because if you are something, you can tell who is not. Very easy. Very, very easy. Hallelujah. So you say the people are pretending. No, just be a Greek Christian. If you talk to another person for 30 minutes, at least you know what controls their life. You know what's informing their decisions. You can tell. Something will leap inside you. It's a spiritual connection. But if somebody's faking it, just giving the lingo. One girl brought her fiancé to me. I say, is he born again? I say, yes, pastor. I say, bring him. And she brought this guy. Pastor come. When she brought this guy, there are many ways to know if somebody is well brought up spiritually. If somebody belongs to a spiritual family. When you brought the guy to come and meet your pastor, where the guy shake me? Please sit down. The way he shook me, I said, he can't be born again. He cannot be born again. If he's born again and he has been groomed spiritually, he should know there's a way you greet your pastor. He should know. The way he shook me, twist my hand like this, I said, no. There's no Holy Ghost in this guy. He wants to break the hand of the man of God. I know he can't be saved. He just squeezed my hand. I just hid my shock. As I began to talk, you are dating someone, they say, praise the God. We don't talk like that. You should know something is already wrong. If you're a real Christian, you can tell. People that have been born again and real Christians and know the Lord and love the Lord, there are certain behaviors you can tell about them. So we all told her. She was my precious daughter. We all told her, don't marry this guy. This guy is not born again. And see, her own case was very peculiar because her grandparents had a failed marriage. Her mother had like 2 failed marriages. So we're saying, hey, you have to break this thing. You can't just do it the way they are doing it. Break it. Some of you are repeating those mistakes because you're not allowing God to reach you. We had to try. She didn't hear. We rushed into the marriage. Everything broken now. So she's divorced now. The marriage didn't even last up to 2 or 3 years. In fact, she even left the church. Because that time, I used to be very... Now I've changed. Now I'm calm. That time, I take things very personal. Because I didn't want this girl to repeat her parents. I said, this guy is not born again. I did my best. We say we're not counseling people. You must... When she couldn't take it, she left the church to go and do counseling somewhere else and get married. Last time I saw them, they were divorced. Somebody gets what I'm saying? So calm down. You see, God can't carry out a major surgery in your life with you awake. Imagine somebody going to hospital, he needs a major surgery, and all your friends and family are there with you. People are just saying, hey, my guy, how now? The one come on my kidney, Jerry. No. You'll be alone. Sometimes God needs to separate you. The things he wants to do with you, he can't do it while you're in a relationship. He needs to bring you out, work on you, repackage you, then give you somebody that will see you from a fresh eye, not the person that is looking at you from your past. Somebody gets what I'm saying? So, some God just inspired me. After I went around Lagos, I didn't see wife. One time, God said I should organize a reunion for our set. But I and my wife went to the same secondary school. We were even the same set. But we're never friends. We never spoke. She was born again from then. Me, I was born against. So we never spoke. Our paths never crossed. We never spoke one word to each other, even though we're the same set, secondary school. So we're doing a reunion for our set in secondary school. As we organized that reunion, and she was the person that they delegated to bake the cake. This is what I'm saying, that find your interest. Being married is not a goal. What other skill can you learn? What other passions do you have? Sometimes in pursuing your purpose and your passion and your interest, that is where you meet the person. But if you're just sitting down as your whole job is to meet somebody, you keep meeting the wrong people because you're giving out a desperate, energy. Enter, hello, hi, I will marry you. No. Be doing something with your life. So that, what happened was that when my wife, every time she's on break, she learns something. Now, she's from a well-to-do home, but she didn't just like to be idle. She likes to do things with her hands. So she went to school to learn decoration. She went to that decoration school, learned decoration. So she can decorate a place. She also went to learn baking. She could bake. So when we found out she could bake after secondary school, we said, hey, come on, bake for the event we're having. And it was, she didn't want to come for that event. It was because they gave her the assignment to bake that made her come. And it was in bringing that cake that made us have time to spend with each other. And we got married today. So those small, small things. What other interests do you have? Marriage can't be the only thing you are doing. What other interests do you have? Pursue it. You'll be amazed who you will meet in the line of duty. Some of you come to a church, you don't even serve in church. How do you want to know how? I think they're sharing the grace, you are the car park. Be around. Let people even see you. Serve in church. That's when people will interact with you. That's when people will see your character. Don't be the kind of person that you just go to church, you just come out. I don't have time. No, you must have time. Are you here, somebody? So your single years, your marketing years. Develop yourself the way, become the right person. Finding the right person is first about becoming the right person. You can't choose beyond your level of knowledge. You can't know what to choose. I tell people all the time, if I have to choose a wife again and again, I will still know what to look out for. I will still know what to, there are things to look out for. And if you know it, you know it. But if you don't have that knowledge, anybody you see, they will easily deceive you. You need to know what to choose. Okay. So when you become the right person, the key is this. You know, there are about 10 C's I have in this book titled, Who Should I Marry? This book is here. Every smart single person should get the book. Who Should I Marry? Pastor, do you know many people don't even know what to look out for? I didn't know. I was shocked. I watched an interview. They asked one fine girl. They said, what are the qualities you would like in a man? And she said, I want him to be tall, dark, handsome. Finish. There are many arm robbers that are tall and handsome. There are many ritual killers that are tall. That can be the qualities. Many people don't know the qualities to look out for in a spouse. Anybody they see, is he a man? No. There are many qualities. Is he a woman? No, there are qualities to look at. Remember, the aim is not to make it to the altar. The aim is happiness and fulfillment. So it's not everybody that can qualify. Many people don't know what to look out for. So I dealt with the 10 things here. They are all C's. The first one is the person must be in Christ. That's the first one. If you are a born-again Christian, you have to marry another born-again Christian. Why do you want to... You see, if you see somebody's soul going to hell, your first mission shouldn't be to marry them. Your first mission should be to save them. Let them be saved. For you to want to marry somebody on his way to hell means you're a user and a wicked person. So you don't care his eternal destination as long as he marry you and make you happy. Pastor, that's why I said many people that say they love somebody. It's not love. It's selfishness. Because to look at somebody going... Oh, you don't know somebody's not born again, you're going to hell. You don't do that. He's going to hell. He's not born again. Without Christ, he's going to hell. So you see somebody going to hell, and the only thing you think of taking from him is marriage. Marry me. Go to hell, though, is your concern. What are you thinking? The person must be in Christ. He must be saved. Somebody, see, you must understand, somebody being in Christ is different from somebody being moral. There are two different things. Somebody being in Christ is a new creature. He's changed. Something has changed. He's a new being. And listen, the kind of love God wants in marriages, an unbeliever can't give it. I see people today envy billionaires that are not saved. I'm laughing. The poorest person in the kingdom of God is better than that billionaire that doesn't have Christ. I'm telling you. The virtues you have as a believer, they are things only believers can access. The way your heart needs to be, that person can never love you right if they don't have Jesus. The person must be in Christ. If anybody be in Christ, a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. A born-again Christian is not just somebody that goes to church. He's a changed person. Before I became born again, I told you yesterday, look, I used to be a bad guy. Indian hemp smoking, pistol carrying. I had a pistol from secondary school. I was smoking Indian hemp, carrying prostitutes, ready to kill myself. We're stealing, we're robbing. I was ready to do anything. The issue when I was supposed to go to UNILAG then. The issue wasn't whether if I go to school, I will join cults. That was never the issue. The issue was which cult we maximize our potential. We're drinking with different dons of cult to see which one has ginger. Not that whether we're going to join cult. I was never going to school to read at all. I was going purely for the extracurricular activities. So I was that bad. So me that was willing to kill people before, I now became born again, totally different. Now I want to save people. It's not the same thing as going to church. Is he born again? He says he is. Hey? Is he born again? He says he is. No. can't be saying he is. It's like me asking you, is he a man? You say he says he is. So you know he's a man, but you don't know if he's born again. You have to know. The reason is because where you are going, where you are, see, oh, listen, marriage has an order. The order is God is above, under is Christ, after that the man, then the woman. So if a woman, you want to submit your life under a man, you need to make sure that man is submitted under Christ. That's the order. The reason why many women are afraid to submit is that they've submitted themselves to somebody that is not submitted to another person. DJ, if you can find that scripture for me, find it. He said, the head of every woman is the man, and the head of that man is Christ. Look at this. Thank you. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. And no, I want to read, he said, this one is in Corinthians. He said, the head of every woman is the man, and the head of that man is Christ, and the head of Christ is God. So there is an order. There is a structure. So as a woman, if you know you are born again Christian, you can't put your head under someone that is not under Christ. Listen, if it's not under Christ, there's only one other person is under. Look at this. He said, but I want you to know that the head of every man is what? Christ. And the head of the woman is who? The man. And the head of Christ is who? God. Structure is there. How can you go and marry one of my son? You don't know if he's in Christ. He's not in your, he's not in your spiritual family. Hallelujah. The Bible makes it clear. He said, don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Don't be unequally yoked. It will drain you. You won't get to where you are going. It will drain the destiny out of you. I want to pay tithe. You say tithe for what? Everybody pays tithe. Some pay in church. Some pay in club. Some pay in restaurants. But you're all paying. Are you here, somebody? Christ. Number two. What is the person's character? First one is that he must be in Christ. He must be a real Christian, born again Christian that loves the Lord. Not that you're the one dragging him to church. Mm-mm. That's too much work. How many years are you going to drag him? And once he marries you, you'll go and rest. He needs to be somebody pursuing a relationship with God by himself before you meet. Don't be saying, it's hard to find. Yes, it's hard to find, but you will find. It's only one you want. Because many women confuse themselves with me. All men are dogs. Is it all men you want to marry? All men are. When did you even test all men that they are dogs? All men are dogs. Thank you, Manchester United, for testing all men for us. How did you, when you hear people that say all men are dogs, it just shows that these are ladies that are consistently dating the wrong kind of guys. So there's something, you are the common denominator. There's something wrong with the kind of men you are choosing. Because there are great men everywhere. Are you here, somebody? There are some great men right here in this house. Man, you won't talk now. I'm supporting you now. You're just keeping quiet. Somebody catching what I'm saying? All right? So, he must be in Christ. Number two, the person's character. That's second C. Everybody must get this book. I dealt with 10 C's to look out for who to marry. Second one is character. What is the person's character? It's not even everybody in Christ and everybody in church that you can marry. Oh, hey! This is where many people have entered trouble. Say, I met him in church. And so what? A church is a hospital, sir. A church is a what? Hospital. It's not everybody here that is well. Some are responding to treatment. Some are not responding to treatment. So just because you see him in church doesn't mean it's okay. That's why you must always keep talking to the chief medical officer. Call the pastor. Say, pastor, one of your patients is getting close to me. What do you think? And he will tell you, that one is a mental case. Don't try it. We have been giving him tablet, but we have not seen any changes. So if you marry him, you're your own. And after you meet in church, you can marry. Some people are not, they're not there at all. They are regular in church, but their life doesn't show any sign of Christianity. But they may even make heaven. They are regular, they are born again. But no Christ-like character at all. None to show that they've been going to church 5 years. None. I have some members like that. Even me, I won't marry them. I won't advise anybody I know to marry them. They've never caught one thing we're teaching.
for the past 10 years, but they're every day. Character. Check their character. It's not everybody you meet in church as well. What's their behavior like? What's their lifestyle like? Still a heavy drinker, still a heavy smoker, still beating, still shouting, still insulting. Character. Number three, check out for companionship. That's the third C. Now listen, guys. As you are proceeding your single life, one of the things you need to do is to make friends. The mistake many people do is that they find a wife or a husband and try to make the person their friend. No, amongst your friend, make one of them your husband or one of them your wife. Anybody that can't make it as your friend will not make it as your spouse. I hear common things say, oh, this person is just my friend. That's the kind of person you should marry. He's just my friend. Because marriage is about friendship. Single people, I know many of you single people think, hey, I've been holding myself since. Once they blow this whistle, I'll be having sex morning, afternoon, and night. You think that's what married people are doing? No. No. Amongst all the things you will do in a marriage, friendship is the main thing. If you are good Christians, how many hours are in a day? 24. If you are good Christians, you pray for 1 hour together, how many hours are left? 23. You are powerful in sex. And you have sex for 1 hour, which doesn't happen, but illustration-wise, I dash you. 1 hour. It doesn't happen in real life. Single people, all this thing you watch on movie, they are breaking plates, breaking wardrobe. That's not how we do. Plates in shopper to buy. Nobody's going to break their plates. Oh. All those things move you. Sex is not like that. Because all this movie are these single people that, hey, if I just blow whistle, you will know my true color. Morning, afternoon, night. You're lying, yo. Somebody that has stayed in traffic, gone to work, has issues in the office, think his sex is thinking about. All right? So, look for somebody that is your friend. The person has to be your friend. So, there are 24 hours. He has done prayer for 1 hour, sex for 1 hour. How many hours are left? 22. What will you be doing for 22 hours if the person is not your friend? It's friendship. Talking. That's why I'm telling you as single people, remove sex. If you can't talk and like talking alone, you won't make it in marriage, because even the sex won't be like that in the marriage. It's friendship. Friendship. Just be talking. Gossiping. Say, did you see that happened? See, I'm wild. It's talk. So if you can't like each other's company now, don't even bother. And people that are married, they can't even talk. Mama and Nkechi, how are you? I'm fine. How is Nkechi? It's fine. How are us? We are fine. Nothing. They are not friends. Your spouse is meant to be your best friend. That's it. If you are getting your core companionship from somewhere else, outside your marriage, then something is wrong. Your spouse should be your best friend. There should be no other person you should enjoy the person's company more than that of your spouse. That's why it's sad when I see married men, they need advice, and the first person, they have too many friends they are going to ask before they even ask their spouse. In fact, and they even take those people's opinion above that of their spouse. You are laying wrong foundation. Your spouse should be your greatest confidant, your greatest friend. Are you here, somebody? Companionship. Can you get along? Single people, when you meet, don't pretend, don't form, don't even bring marriage to the discussion quickly. Nowadays, we are so much in a hurry. Don't bring marriage to discussion. Even if in your mind you want to marry, put it aside. See if you can like this person as a friend. Go on some dates that is not romantic date, normal date. The first date I took my wife on, it wasn't romantic at all. There was one other couple with us. They were not even planning to marry, just one girl, one guy followed us. Normal date. When we went to Mr. Biggs, you see, you'll be normal. Don't form. Don't take her to a restaurant. You'll be using tongues to pray. She doesn't order the special for the day. Because you know you don't have 5K. So you're praying. No. Go your size. We went to Mr. Biggs. That's what we could afford. We went to beach. In beach, you don't need so much money. Just to enter. And if you don't want to pay to enter, there's a back route you can jump inside. You don't need money. So it was low-key date. I didn't go and carry her to one big restaurant and be panicking. No. Low-key date, beach, free.
Go to rent to Mr. Biggs, bought a plate of food, one plate of food. So that means they gave us one cutlery. And we had to share it. Two spoons, I'm counting it. See, the kind of person that can still enjoy your company like that is the kind of person you should marry. Not the one that's coming, no, I can't share, I can't. Some of you girls, you could have married now, but your attitude betrayed you. The guy took you to the restaurant and said, order anything. You just open your belt. That's the first thing. You say, this list, everything here, from up, down, bring them up to here. You just order everything on one side of the list. Bring it, 13 scotch egg, 15 meat pie. Just bring it, 3 coke. You could have been married by now. But the way you order, you fear everybody. You fear everybody. There are some dates, that it hasn't even ended. The guy is saying, if you see my leg here again, cut it. If I come back here, you order everything on one side of the list. Say, this department, just deliver it. And you pull your belt. And you buy taking, you also buy takeaway. You are not hungry. Relax. Are you here, somebody? Relax. So we shared the spoon. Even while we were going to the beach, I needed to ease myself. I told her, face this side, I want to piss here. I was talking like that because I'm a very real person. If she can't like me like this, then no need for us to go further. Some of you pretend too much, but then you marry the person. Two of you are forming. You can't even be open to each other. You can't be real. You are forming to have what you don't have. You can't pretend for long. How many years is marriage and you won't start pretending now? Are you here, somebody? Friendship. It's from that friendship the real thing will grow. Hallelujah. Now, when you are friends, it's very likely that things will start to get, if it's working, things will start to get intense. Listen, ladies, this one is for you. Please be careful not to jump into anything that you don't understand. There are 7 questions wise women should ask. There are also terms and conditions women should set before they start. The reason is because men are usually not as emotionally developed as women are. Men are usually not like that. Most men sometimes enter a relationship looking at the physical. They don't factor in so many other aspects. So when they are even giving you those mixed signals, it's important for you as the woman not to get your head mixed up. It's important for you. As much as you can and as fast as you can, get the relationship defined. Because many men can say many things, and at the end of the day, he can also just back out. So I'm hoping that in the future, in the foreseeable likely future, we might engage in a close interpersonal, vibrant and close relationship that will lead us to possibly. What are you saying? By the time he finishes with you, you don't even know what he has said. And tomorrow he can back out. See, don't let a guy tell you, I want to be in a relationship with you. Ask him which kind. Because friendship is relationship. You can be his neighbor. It's a relationship. Love your neighbor. It's a relationship. So I want to be in a relationship with you. Which kind? See, if you are, especially if you're a mature single, don't let somebody put you in a relationship undefined. Ask him what kind is it? What kind of relationship? In fact, in the ideal setting, a guy should be friends with you till they are sure you are the kind of person they want to marry. Remain friends. That leaves all options open. Many people enter something they call relationship, but it's actually situationship. They really can't define it. There's no real commitment, yet you are not free. And a guy can keep you here for 5 years. Undefined. I see many ladies tell me that, Pastor, I'm in a relationship, I'm praying it leads to marriage. You are inside something and you are still praying. That means what you are in is not clear. You need to know if this is leading to marriage. If it's not leading to marriage, remain friends till you find something. Women, you must know what you want. Is it a relationship you want or marriage you want? Don't let somebody keep it. I've seen people, I know somebody that dated somebody for 10 years. This is real life, sir. That's why I'm saying these things. They didn't know it for 10 years. The girl got tired, left, and went to marry somebody else. The guy didn't marry her. When the guy finished that one, the same guy, he dated another person for another 10 years. Real stories. So, women, don't stay. See, women, you need to know you have more power than you know. Most men like to be challenged. Most men like to hunt. Some of you make it too easy. They've not even brought that gun. You have jumped inside the pot. Nobody will marry an antelope hunter. Marry an antelope. The antelope just come to his house and knock. You open door. The antelope enter. Go to the kitchen. Enter pot. On gas. By yourself. No hunter will eat that one. My village people have come. Antelope came to me by himself. I'm not eating this one. No. Make things clear. See, if you challenge men, they will step up. That's what women don't know. Women, you must... I hope I'll be able to do this a bit tonight and tomorrow because I want to talk a bit about the differences. That will give you a lot of peace. The way men see life is different from how women see life. Until you understand how the opposite sex sees life, you won't know how to deal with the opposite sex. Women, because women are generally lovely beings, women are love beings. Women just love. From childhood, when women see toys, they love it, they get a doll, they play with it, they plait the hair, they change the clothes. Women nurture and love naturally. Men, from when they are young, babies, they are playing with gun. You see, that's fights. There's nothing friendly about that. In gun, you kill somebody with it. Then they are playing ball. Ball is competitive. I'm trying to win you. I see what's happening. So the woman is developing emotionally to love. The man is developing emotionally to fight and to compete. So two of you grow now. Hallelujah. Yes. Two of you. Very important. Two of you grow up now. You meet. You as a woman, you've been dreaming of wedding. See all the movies women are watching from when they're young. Cinderella. You know, things like that. That one that had long hair. What's that one that had long hair? Rap. All those things. It's love. It's romantic. It's nurture. It's good. Man, I fall in love with mafia movies, war movies, football. That's what they're doing. So they both grow up. Two of you are about to, you don't like each other. The man wants something you have. You two want the whole life. You must make sure things are set clear. A man likes to be challenged. He is built to be challenged to be better. If you don't challenge him, and you kill his drive, he will never value you. It's just how he is. What he doesn't work for, he doesn't value. But women are thinking, if I say yes and I give him everything he wants, he will be happy. No. Let him know that, hey, these are the terms and conditions. There are basic terms and conditions you must discuss. There are seven questions you must ask. One of the questions you ask when a guy is asking you out, tell him, where are we going? Once he can define where we are going, we just want to be in a relationship. Tell him, which kind of relationship? I'm not young. I need to know what kind of relationship, because he can't give me a relationship for 10 years and say he's not doing it again. He has not committed any sin because he didn't promise you anything. He said relationship and he has done relationship with you. The challenge is that as the woman gets older, she has a more challenge of marrying. The man can play with you for 10 years and marry at 42. The next week, you, if a woman at 42, you can't marry that fast. If a woman at 42, there are many challenges you will face. You will see first childbearing. You will see first... Most women, hope you know that if you stay single, prolonged, let me not say that one today. But the point is, look, there are things that happen to you as a woman that you can't play with in terms of time. For a woman, time is important. So you can't waste time. A man can waste time. Like I told you, this same person dated one person 10 years, dated another person 10 years. The second one he dated died. Dated for 10 years, she died. I don't know why I started on that one now, because he's still single. Real story, this is not gossip, it's a real human being I know personally. So, you see, time is not an urgent factor for him. He can wake up tomorrow and marry tomorrow. A woman he has kept to 50 or to 45, can she wake up tomorrow and say, we are broken up, let me marry somebody else? No. So you can't play with your time. So there are seven questions you must ask. After you define it, one question you must ask is, you want to marry me when? Don't start a relationship without the end in view. When? I want to marry me. Ah, thank you. Thank God. When? Because the timing might not work for you. What if a guy says, I want to marry you, but in 2039? Does that work for you?